A Burger and Extra Salty Fries by Sports Anime Ruined My Life. Read by Brickgrass. Summary. In his third year at UA, Todoroki Shoto works in a burger place, catches on fire, and falls in love. Only two of those things are on purpose. Or Todoroki Shoto's exciting adventures in customer service. Part 1 of the Extra Salty / Twitterverse series. By his third year in high school, Todoroki Shoto already has multiple, more than two, less than five, instances of saving the world, or at least Japan, under his belt. If there weren't rules forbidding students from being included in the hero rankings, Shoto is confident he'd be in the top 20, maybe even the top 10. He has his face on posters and internet message boards alike. He is a hero. You forgot the extra pickle! And he should not have to deal with this. "I'm sorry, ma'am," he says flatly. "I'll get that pickle for you right away." "And I have to touch it with my hands?" The woman on the other side of the counter looks at him like he's just suggested she eat her hamburger off the bathroom floor. "I need an entirely new burger, young man." "Breathe. Breathe. Don't light anything on fire." "Of course," he says in the same flat tone. "If you'll just give me a moment."
"I've already waited once. Why do I have to wait again?"
"Ma'am, please."
"That's it. I want to see your manager."
Shoto can think of times that he's broken actual limbs that have been less painful than this encounter.
"I'll go get him, ma'am."
Before she can protest, Shoto turns on his heel and flees to fetch his manager. Years of heroing have taught him that there are times you need to go and get back up.
"Sir?"
Shoto knocks on the door to his manager's office.
"Sir, there's a customer saying she needs to speak with you." Unfortunately, the only person here who hates him more than the customers is his manager. The door opens, and there is his manager, glowering at him as usual.
"Totomaki?" he says, looking Shoto up and down.
"It's Todoroki, sir."
"Totomaki," he says, even louder. "What did I say to you about the customers?" Shoto is mostly convinced that his manager, a portly man in his late 30s named Hiroki, is actually a supervillain in disguise. There's no other excuse for his behavior that makes sense. Shoto breathes deep, counts to five.
"Which time, sir?"
"Uh-huh! So we've got a smart-ass on our hands, eh?" Hiroki rubs his hands together. "Someone is volunteering for bathroom duty, I see." He laughs. Mouth opens so wide, Shoto can see every one of his teeth. He is so distracted that he forgets to answer. Luckily, Hiroki is the sort who likes to talk more than listen.
"What I always say, Totomaki, is that the customer should never have to see a manager. If they do, then you, the employee, has done something seriously wrong."
He leans forward and glowers. "What did you do wrong, Totomaki?" Shoto tries to remember the time last year when Midoriya and Bakugo had faced off in the sports festival, and Midoriya had thoroughly kicked Bakugo's ass. That was a good time for everyone. Pretty much the opposite of the time he is having now.
"I guess I forgot to tell the burger guy she wanted an extra pickle, sir." He keeps his voice as flat as possible. He knows that he told the burger guy she wanted an extra pickle. He remembers doing it. But Shoto isn't one to let his teammates down, even if they are temporary burger-flipping teammates, who all pretty much hate him. Hiroki tusks at him.
"I'll have to write you up for this, Totomaki."
"It's Todoroki, sir."
5 minutes later, Shoto finds himself booted out of the manager's office with a citation for rude behaviour and unprofessional conduct, made out to one Totomaki Suna. Well, that could have gone better. He sighs heavily and notes with a half-hearted glare towards the clock that his little meeting with Hiroki has managed to eat up the first half of his lunch break. This is the worst thing ever. When Aizawa-sensei announces their third and final time doing work experience week, Shoto finds that he's actually kind of excited. They've had 2 years of work experience weeks at this point. He shoots a glance at Midoriya that garners him a wobbly grin and a thumbs up in return. The sports festival this year attracted the usual attention from the pro-hero community, and Shoto is pretty sure that he's managed to gather more than a few recommendations for work. He's been with his father for the last 2 years, but he's thinking for the last year he might try to branch out, maybe even work with another classmate if he's able. Quiet, quiet! Aizawa shouts over their chatter with an annoyed wave of his hand. I wasn't done talking. Oh, right! Ashido sits up in her chair, perky and excited. We haven't even seen the nominations yet. I want to see who got the most. That's obvious, Bakugo snorts. Shoto fights the urge to roll his eyes too. He thinks that the winner is obvious as well. He turns to glance at Midoriya again. The winner is very obvious, and very obviously not Bakugo. Because they've all helped to save the world, or at least Japan, a few times during their time at UA. But Midoriya, well, he's the reason that any of them are still standing. I didn't say anything about nominations. Aizawa breaks up their chatter with a glare that leaves Shoto feeling both hot and cold at the same time. Ugh, he hates it when his quirk is shut off like that. Huh? Ashido pouts. You mean we don't get to see them? No, Aizawa grins. You're not seeing them because there aren't any. Huh? The whole class pretty much says it together. That's right. His grin grows, if possible, even wider. It's a tradition at UA that for work experience in their third year, all students in the hero course must work in normal, civilian, customer service jobs. The whole class is staring at him in mute horror. I know, he says, delighted. And we've upped the time on it this year, too. For 2 weeks, you get to work in a randomly assigned job. After all, you all have lots of experience dealing with villains. But dealing with civilians? That's a skill you haven't had much of a chance to perfect. Shoto makes his way to the food courts, keeping his hands aggressively stuffed in his pockets. Whispers follow him. They always do, thanks to his distinctive hair and even more distinctive scar. But most of the whispers seem more disbelieving this time around. That can't be Shoto. Not in the uniform for a burger place. It looks so much like him. Quick, get a picture. Wow, he looks so handsome. He's so brooding and mysterious. Shoto kind of wants to stop that last girl and tell her, no, he's not brooding and mysterious. He's tired and pissed off. Because he's been working for 5 hours already, and he smells like fry oil and failure. Todoroki! Todoroki! Over here! Shoto turns away from the whispering throng to see the only bright spot in his otherwise dark day. Sitting at a grimy table just a little bit away is Midoriya Izuku, the only other UA student unfortunate enough to be assigned to working at the local mall. Most of the other students are spread throughout the city. Ida is shadowing a male person. Uraraka is lucky enough to have parents who deal in construction, and is out working with them. Even Bakugo gets to work at a convenience store instead of this fluorescent-lit hellscape. You're late, Midoriya says as soon as Shoto sits down.
Is everything okay?
Shoto leans down to rest his forehead on the suspiciously sticky table, and figures that's a good enough answer for now. Midoriya pats him awkwardly on the head. He stays there for a minute, wondering if they'll actually fail him if he refuses to come back to work tomorrow. He looks sidelong at Midoriya, even though all he can see from this angle is his torso. If anything, Midoriya has it worse than he does. He's dealing with customer complaints at a huge clothing store. Shoto has no idea who thought it was a good idea to put Midoriya Izuku in a job that is pretty much just getting yelled at. He huffs an annoyed sigh and sits up. If Midoriya can do this stupid assignment, then so can he. Midoriya lets out a little cheer. It makes Shoto smile, even though he doesn't want to.
So, what happened?
Midoriya asks, sliding Shoto the extra bento that his mum apparently insisted on packing when she heard that Shoto was planning on surviving 2 weeks on just burgers. Shoto takes the bento with a word of thanks and considers carefully how to explain his situation to Midoriya. He takes a bite, still thinking. Midoriya just waits patiently, because Midoriya is considerate like that. Well, he decides at last, swallowing the food in his mouth. People are all terrible, and I don't like them. Midoriya lets out a snorting laugh that he quickly covers with a hand.
Todoroki.
He swallows. You're not thinking of becoming a villain, right? Shoto gives him a look, which makes Midoriya laugh some more. Shoto doesn't get Midoriya sometimes. That look makes most people balk. Midoriya, who is scared of everything from passing black cats to, during one very memorable test of courage at a training camp, his own shadow, just laughs. How was your day? Shoto looks back at his food. Midoriya laughing always makes him feel kind of weird. It's sort of like the uncomfortable hot-cold feeling he gets when Aizawa-sensei shuts off his quirk suddenly. Midoriya hums softly, poking at his own bento.
I don't think I'm really cut out for customer service.
Oh good, Shoto says. I was worried you might quit heroics to become the world's greatest customer service rep. This makes Midoriya laugh again. And you could be the first fry cook to also be a pro hero. I do the register, mostly, Shoto corrects.
What?
Midoriya looks up. I thought they were all excited because you didn't have to wear a glove or anything because of your quirk. Yeah, well, Shoto shrugs. It didn't work out. He elects not to tell Midoriya about how he accidentally froze a whole batch of fries solid without meaning to. Hot, crowded environments, like the kitchen of a burger place, make it hard for him to focus on his cooler side.
Mm-hmm,
Midoriya just hums, looking at Shoto knowingly. Shoto takes a few more bites of his bento, ignoring Midoriya's tiny smile. Thank your mum for me, he says after a few silent minutes. This bento was excellent. Midoriya just nods in response, and they go back to silence. He's never felt uncomfortable during silences with Midoriya, even when they were awkwardly figuring out how to be friends in their first year. Midoriya is a weirdly soothing presence, and always has been. Lately, though, it's gotten a bit strange. When he laughs, or when he smiles, or when he compliments Shoto's hearing skills, Shoto feels awkward like he did towards the beginning, with the added bonus of feeling cold-hot, almost like his quirk is out of control. He doesn't know why it's happening, and that bothers him. Maybe he's nervous about their upcoming graduation. He's been fighting side by side with Midoriya for close to 3 years now. They've saved the world together more than once. Maybe all those nerves are tied to not wanting to fight without Midoriya watching his back. It's the best explanation he's managed to come up with. I have to go back soon, Midoriya sighs, pulling out his phone and looking at the time. My manager is a real stickler for punctuality.
Shoto finishes his bento off and slides the empty box back to Midoriya. Mine thinks my name is Totomaki. Midoriya hides a snicker behind her hand. Shoto feigns annoyance, but can't really help smiling. There's just something about Midoriya when he laughs. Shoto shakes his head, clearing it, and watches as Midoriya gets to his feet and starts back towards his job.
Have fun at work, Totomaki, Midoriya says, glancing over his shoulder and wearing a grin that makes Shoto feel like he's simultaneously freezing and on fire, but not in a normal way.
Hey, wait,
Shoto says lamely a few seconds later, but Midoriya is already lost among the crush of people.
Ugh.
He sets his head back on the table. Hero Watch. At Official Hero Watch. Rough day? Hero in training, Todoroki Shoto, was spotted taking a nap in a mall food court. Click the link for more. Hashtag Hero Spotted. Hashtag UA's Finest. Shoto should probably respond to the allegation that he is napping in random mall food courts. But frankly, he can't be bothered. He has another shift in the morning, and he wants no human interaction, and at least 10 hours sleep before that happens. And besides, his classmates, he can see from a bit of scrolling, are already responding on his behalf. Kind of. Bakugo Katsuki, at King of Explodo Kills. At Official Hero Watch, at Todoroki Shoto. Hashtag Hashtag ha. Well, that's about what he expected from Bakugo. Atengenium Reborn has provided a lengthy essay explaining why this couldn't possibly be Shoto, that any UA student would never be caught so unaware, that Hero Watch should check its sources before posting pictures. Shoto appreciates the effort that Ida is putting up on his behalf, but he really can't argue with Hero Watch. This is indeed a picture of him attempting to nap in a random mall food court while wearing a hideous red and yellow polyester uniform. He scrolls down a little more, mostly out of morbid curiosity at this point. Uraraka Ochiko, at Uravity. At Todoroki Shoto. Be strong, Todoroki-kun. Only 10 more days. Kirishima, at Red Riot. At Todoroki Shoto. Lol, you okay, bro? Ashido Mina, at Hero of Ridley. At Todoroki Shoto. No fair, I wish my boss let me sleep on the job. Hashtag Sleepy Shoto. Hashtag UA's Finest. Shoto sets his phone aside. Nothing from Midoriya. Huh, that's strange. He picks up his phone again, checks his line messages. Nothing there either. It's fine. It's not like they said they'd message each other or anything. But Midoriya usually responds to tweets about any of his hero classmates, Shoto included. Shoto isn't upset or anything. He's just surprised that he didn't this time. He pushes his phone a little bit further away, flipping it so it's face down. He needs sleep, and this isn't helping. Just breathe. Just breathe. Only 10 more days. Just breathe. Welcome. How can I help you today? Shoto is working the lunch rush today, which means he said those exact words approximately 100,000 times. It's gotten to the point where they don't even sound like they mean anything anymore. He repeats them in his head, emphasizing different parts. Welcome. How can I help you today? Welcome. How can I help you today? How can I help you? Todoroki? Shoto looks up, startled, and sees that his latest customer has freckles, messy hair, and a wobbly smile. Midoriya. He lets himself relax a bit. He's pretty sure that he could give Midoriya an old sneaker on a bun, and he still wouldn't ask to see Shoto's manager. Because Midoriya is considerate like that. What are you doing here? One of my co-workers swapped lunch breaks with me, he says.
I wanted to come see you in action.
You've seen me in action, Shoto huffs.
This, he gestures behind him, is not action.
I don't know. Midoriya peers around him at the deep fryer. It looks pretty dangerous to me.
Yeah, well, yesterday.
Shoto starts to tell him about how a co-worker managed to deep-fry a cell phone, but the line behind him is getting restless.
You're holding up the line, a man calls irritably.
Shoto closes his eyes and prays for strength.
Sorry.
Midoriya turns scarlet. I'll just take a burger and fries. He shoves some money at Shoto and hurries off to the side to wait for his food. Shoto is distracted for the next couple of minutes, glancing over at Midoriya every couple of seconds. When he turns to go, Shoto takes a step back from the register, heedless of the ever-growing line waiting there.
Hey, Midoriya! Shoto calls.
Midoriya turns to look at him with wide eyes. I'll see you after this shift. He doesn't know why he says it. They're both clear on the fact that they're walking to the train station together. They have for the last couple days. But for some reason, Shoto wants to confirm it, wants to be sure that Midoriya knows.
Yep, Midoriya calls back and waves. Enjoy the rest of your shift.
His parting smile remains stuck in Shoto's head for the rest of the day. On his sixth day, his co-workers seem to finally decide that he's worth talking to.
So, you're aiming to be a hero, huh?
Ah?
You, Totomaki, you're trying to be a pro-hero.
Shoto has given up trying to correct his co-workers about his name. So as far as they know, he's Totomaki Suna.
Whatever. It's easier to deal with than people asking him for his father's autograph.
I will be a hero, Shoto says succinctly, glancing up from where he's restocking the napkins. He's honestly surprised they don't recognize him as one already. His face, along with the faces of his classmates, have been plastered all over the TV and the internet for the last 2 years. Then again, the terrible uniform that he's wearing would probably do a pretty good job disguising even All Might. Multiple layers of polyester can do the opposite of wonders for a person. The woman questioning him is one of the fry cooks named Sugihara. She sighs fondly at the mention of heroes.
I remember when I thought that I would be a pro.
She dumps another batch of fries into the fryer.
Those were the days.
Did you do a hero studies course? Shoto asks, leaning on the counter beside the napkin dispenser.
Sugihara nods.
Not the one at UA, of course, but I did my best. She punches the air. I was going to be the strong hero, Lady Beatdown.
You've got super strength? Shoto asks curiously.
Enhancement quirks like that are pretty common. Strong ones, like Midoriya's, though, are rare.
Sugihara nods and turns back to the fries.
But there are just too many pro heroes out there these days. You've really got to be something special if you want to make it.
Shoto has never really thought about the sheer number of people who try to become pro heroes. He's not really worried about his own prospects, not with his already impressive record. But it would be terrible to do all the work of a hero study course and not even be able to make it as a sidekick.
They're quiet for a couple of minutes, aside from the chatter of people passing by and the hiss of the fryer. Then, Sugihara speaks again.
So, that boyfriend of yours, he at UA too?
Shoto drops all of the napkins on the floor.
Boyfriend.
His voice goes flat the same way it does when he talks to customers and his father.
What are you talking about?
You know. Sugihara waves a hand. The plain-looking kid who came to visit you the other day.
Midoriya, you think he's my boyfriend?
Is he not? Sugihara glances over her shoulder, a surprised expression on her face.
Shoto shakes his head. Oh, sorry.
No, but why would you think he's my boyfriend?
Shoto kneels down to pick up the napkins. He's not sure if he should throw them away or stuff them back in the dispenser. Either way, the manager is probably going to yell at him. Like, what made you think that? Sugihara laughs. This is the first time I've seen you lose your cool, kid. She looks back at him and winks. It's kind of refreshing. You didn't answer my question. Put those napkins back in the dispenser, Totomaki. Lunch rush will be here any minute. Shoto goes on his lunch break, feeling distinctly wrong-footed. Midoriya, his boyfriend. How could anyone think that? Yeah, they spend a lot of time together. And yeah, Shoto is willing to admit that he likes Midoriya a ton more than he likes most people. But that's to be expected. There aren't many people that Shoto likes. And nobody can really dislike Midoriya. Except for villains, of course. And Bakugo. Because Bakugo is an asshole. Midoriya is his friend. Maybe even his best friend. But that's it. That's what Midoriya wants too, he's sure. Right? He shakes his head. Of course. Midoriya wouldn't want... No. Midoriya wants to be his friend. No more and no less. He's nodding to himself, satisfied with the conclusion he's come to as he settles down at their usual sticky table. He slips out his phone, idly checking Twitter as he waits for Midoriya. Sorry. Midoriya jogs up, his cheeks flushed. This morning was insane. Shoto finds himself very distracted by Midoriya's pink cheeks, for no good reason. It's fine. He manages to get out. I wasn't waiting long. What is wrong with him? Why is his stupid heart beating so hard? Oh, good. Midoriya slides him his usual bento. So, how was your morning? Any weird customers? Shoto swallows and accepts his bento, trying to act normal. No, he is normal. This is not weird. His stupid co-worker isn't going to ruin the only good half hour of his day. No more than usual, he says, opening the bento and picking at it. And you? Midoriya launches into a story about a woman who tried to return a suitcase with a live cat inside, and Shoto lets himself smile and relax. He determinedly ignores the way his breath catches when Midoriya meets his eyes. They're friends. Just friends. Things are normal, damn it. On Shoto's second-to-last day working at the mall, three thugs armed with quirks and a crowbar shoulder their way past mall security and hold up the jewellery store diagonal from Shoto's burger place. People are screaming and hiding under tables. The men shout about how it's a robbery and how if everyone stays down then no one will get hurt. Are you kidding me? Shoto sighs. He could wait and hope that the police or some pro heroes get here soon. Or he could also take out his frustration from this whole ordeal on these would-be thieves. And, yeah, that is the infinitely more appealing prospect. He vaults over the counters, shouting back to Sugihara, "Tell the manager I'm taking my break." She salutes him and proceeds to duck and hide behind the counter. He pulls out his phone and presses Midoriya's name. He answers on the third ring. "Todoroki? I'm not really supposed to talk on the phone during work." "Burglary," he says shortly. "Over at the jewellery store across from the food court. Hurry up and get over here." Midoriya lets out a noise of affirmation, and Shoto slides his phone back in his pocket. Before he even reaches the jewellery store, Midoriya comes tearing around the corner wearing a wide grin. He appears to share Shoto's feelings on his civilian job and the need for stress relief. "Shoto!" Midoriya shouts. "Here, Deku!" Shoto calls back, quickly slipping into their hero names. Midoriya bounds into step beside him. "Did you see how many?" "3, I think." They're almost there at the store. Two of the thieves are grabbing whatever they can from the shattered cases. The third is standing guard outside, brandishing a crowbar. Shoto and Midoriya exchange a grin.
They've fought some of the nastiest, most evil, most powerful people the world has to offer. These three thugs are no match.
You take the two inside, Shoto says. I've got the dumbass with the crowbar.
Got it,
Midoriya says. Ready? Shoto asks. When you are. Midoriya gives him a thumbs up.
Okay, go.
Midoriya is off like a shot, surely taking down both guys with no trouble. Shoto, not one to be outdone, forms a sheet of ice beneath Crowbar Guy's feet. He falls right on his ass, and Shoto bites back a laugh. He watches as the man gets back to his feet and comes closer, eyes wide and manic. He's swinging the crowbar like a baseball bat, breaking the window of a nearby hat store. Shoto lets out an aggrieved sigh. Is this really the best this guy can do? He doesn't even bother moving, just lights up his fireside, and the guy stumbles back with a shout. Shoto grabs him by the collar with the hand that isn't on fire. Now then, he says. Are you going to come with us quietly, or are things going to get... He lets his flames dance a little higher. Hot. The man whimpers and lifts his hands in a surrender, crowbar clattering to the floor. Oh, you're already done. Midoriya pops his head out of the shattered storefront, two men slung over one shoulder. I heard that line. Nice. Real Golden Age superhero stuff right there. Shoto smiles, letting his flames sputter out, and takes out his phone to call the police to come and round up their would-be robbers. I try. By the time he gets back to the burger place, most of his uniform is destroyed. Midoriya is peering at the remains with curiosity. I don't think polyester even burns, Todoroki, he informs. I think this just melted. Hiroki, his ill-tempered manager, is waking outside, his arms crossed. He looks Shoto up and down, distinctly unimpressed. Don't think this gets you out of bathroom duty. Midoriya reaches over and helpfully pats out the bit of Shoto's shirt that is still on fire. That was a nice break from being civilians, wasn't it? Midoriya is practically bouncing on their walk home. Shoto can't blame him. Getting to let loose after 2 weeks of being stuck behind a counter was the best stress relief he's ever had. That one guy with the crowbar. I'm pretty sure he had an enhancement-type quirk. Maybe just garden variety super strength? I didn't see anything particularly special about him. Anyway, all he had to do was light up and boom, he was down. Had to feel pretty cool, right? Shoto huffs. I can't believe I wasted one of my best lines on a guy like that. Midoriya laughs. It's okay if you want to reuse it. I won't tell anyone. Shoto smiles. I appreciate the thought. Midoriya just keeps laughing, and Shoto is once again grateful that Midoriya seems to get his often inscrutable sense of humour. He likes most things about Midoriya, actually. His laugh, his smile, his freckles. The way he never gives up, not on anything or anyone. The idea that soon he won't have all of that, the idea that we won't have Midoriya walking beside him, is one that is far scarier than the villains they regularly face. Hey. He breaks the silence. Yeah? Midoriya is backlit, the sunset behind him catching the tips of his hair and the edges of his tattered uniform. I don't... Shoto swallows. He doesn't like speaking thoughtlessly. He probably should have thought of what he wanted to say before starting. I like fighting with you, Deku. Midoriya smiles crookedly at the use of his hero name. Thanks. I like fighting with you too, Shoto. Shoto suddenly regrets using his own name as his hero moniker. In this moment, he feels entirely too exposed. I like fighting with you, he repeats. Midoriya looks confused, but Shoto presses on regardless. I don't want that to change. I don't want to stop having you... with me. The year isn't even half over, Todoroki. Midoriya blinks at him in confusion. And even after, I'm not going anywhere. That isn't...
That's not what I'm saying. He doesn't just want to fight with Midoriya at his side. He wants Midoriya at his side all the time. And finally, Shoto understands what his hot-cold feel around Midoriya actually means. Oh no. This is turning into him confessing, isn't it? So what are you saying? I want to keep fighting with you. Shoto knows he's blushing. His face feels like it's on fire. Who knows? Half of it might actually be on fire. And hanging out with you. And having lunch with you. He starts staring very determinedly at his feet. His left sneaker is melted. And maybe, like, doing other stuff. He wishes his quirk was one that let him rewind time, or maybe just disappear from existence entirely. That would be very helpful right about now. He swallows and waves a hand, like maybe that will help to illustrate his point. I fucking want to date you or something, okay? Silence. For a long moment, that's all there is. And not the comfortable, warm kind of silence he's used to with Midoriya. It's the awful, crushing kind that makes it hard for Shoto to even breathe. This is the worst, most horrible idea that Shoto has ever had. This is the worst idea anyone in the entire world has ever had. He's a bigger idiot than Stain, than all of the Villain Alliance. Todoroki. Shoto looks up reflexively, finally tearing his gaze away from his mostly melted shoe. Midoriya is bright red, eyes impossibly wide. Do you really mean all that? Shoto just nods, worried that if he talks any more he'll spew even more feelings everywhere. You want to date me? Again, Shoto nods. Okay. What? Shoto splutters. Midoriya looks wrong-footed. Your confession. I'm saying yes, Todoroki. Seriously? Shoto shakes his head. But that was literally the worst confession ever. And you really... He breathes, steels himself. Like me? Midoriya blinks. You're kidding, right? Shoto shakes his head. Yeah. Since, like, second year? I thought everybody knew. Shoto shakes his head. Except for me, apparently. Midoriya laughs, rubbing a hand over his eyes. You know, Todoroki. He lowers a hand and meets Shoto's eyes. I think we both might be idiots. Shoto just kind of nods at that, because, yeah, he's probably right. I think we should probably just date anyway. Shoto breaks into a smile, and reaches forward to pull Midoriya into a tight hug. He's strong and solid, and just a little bit shorter than Shoto, and he feels absolutely perfect. Midoriya breaks away, coughing. Sorry, he wheezes. Your uniform. Yeah. I think it's still smouldering. Shoto kind of forgot he was dressed in half of a sort of on fire burger place uniform. He looks down and sees, lo and behold, it is still smoking. You probably shouldn't inhale that, Midoriya cautions. Shoto shakes his head. Wow, he says in quiet wonder. This really is the worst confession ever. Midoriya laughs and grabs Shoto's hand. Midoriya's hand is knobbled and scarred in Shoto's. Shoto holds them tighter, trying to memorize the scars and calluses. They're almost to the train station, when Shoto realizes he doesn't have to worry about memorizing so much. This isn't just for today. He gets to hold Midoriya's hand tomorrow, and the day after that too. Midoriya will keep walking beside him. You know, Shoto says, as they stand together to wait for their separate trains. It turns out I did learn something useful out of my time in customer service.
Oh yeah? Midoriya smiles at him.
And what's that?
That I should never wear polyester. Midoriya is still laughing when the train pulls into the station. Hero Watch. At Official Hero Watch. Spotted! UA students Todoroki Shoto and Midoriya Izuku were seen together this week holding hands. Is it love? Hashtag hero romance. Hashtag UA's finest. Ida Tenya, at Ingenium Reborn. At Official Hero Watch. Once again, you must check your sources, Hero Watch. Surely, if two of Class A's students were in a relationship, the class president would know. Ida Tenya, at Ingenium Reborn. At Official Hero Watch. It is my sacred responsibility to know all I can about my fellow classmates and their relationships. I would know if my classmates were in a relationship before you. Ida Tenya, at Ingenium Reborn. At Official Hero Watch. Hashtag check your facts. Hashtag reliable reporting. Hashtag UA's finest. Hashtag Hero Watch. Midoriya Izuku, at Almightiest. At Ingenium Reborn. Ida? Todoroki and I really are dating? Ida Tenya, at Ingenium Reborn. At Almightiest. What? Uraraka Ochiko, at Uravity. At Almightiest, at Todoroki Shoto. Finally! Congratulations, you two! Ashido Mina, at Hero of Ridley. At Almightiest, at Todoroki Shoto. Oh my god! I'm so happy for you two! Hashtag heroes in love. Hashtag hero romance. Hashtag exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Todoroki Shoto. At Todoroki Shoto. At Uravity. What do you mean, finally? Midoriya Izuku. At Almightiest. At Uravity. Uraraka! Shush! Uraraka Ochiko. At Uravity. At Almightiest. Oops! Hero Watch. At Official Hero Watch. You heard it here first. The newest superpower couple is Todoroki Shoto and Midoriya Izuku. Let's wish them luck. Hashtag hero romance. Hashtag UA's finest. The end.